Hello, this is Spotlight. I'm Dawn Sessler. Today we will be hearing from Christine Ibbotson. She is a certified financial planner. And Christine, since this coronavirus pandemic seems to be going on, what can people do about their financial situations?
No denying that we would have never anticipated the duration and the depth of pain that we have seen in the market, in not just the stock market, but in life as we know it. And at this point, if we look at the market, I can actually probably say we're probably going to have another 10 to 20% drop. That isn't out of the question. This crisis, it's not really like any other that we've witnessed in the past. And I would, for those people who are looking at getting into the stock market, I would caution them against using traditional stock market measures to try and time the market, because this is definitely different than the 2008 financial crisis that we were in before.
I can see that. And I know that it seems like things are so questionable as far as the future. And what do you have to say to us about that with our stocks and bonds?
A lot of people are saying that we're going to go into a recession. And I just actually, I don't see that. And I know that a lot of people are saying that this is more of a financial crisis than really a health crisis. And in some respects, I'm going to agree with them. It isn't like the 2008 financial crisis. When that happened, we saw the financial system like completely, it was decimated. But then after, in 2009 to 2019, we saw the stock market quadruple in value. So if you were brave enough to invest in 2009, you would have made four times your investment. And this is what always happens with a dramatic market downturn. So we often will see higher highs than we ever anticipated when the market was calm and just ticking along. And that's going to happen again. So history really doesn't support any sort of explosive downturn like we've actually seen. And I think the same will hold true on the upside. Like, in my view, honestly, I think that there's going to be massive pent-up demand, and that will fuel the eventual recovery. And we're starting to see signs of that already in some states.
Yeah, we have noticed that with some states, but there have been some good things with finances. I think we've noticed that gas has dropped quite a lot, and people are not going out as often, so they are actually saving money by not going out to eat and all that. But are there some positive outlooks that we might be looking forward to?
You're exactly right, Dawn, with people staying at home. It's almost like a pre-retirement wake-up call, because we're all at home now. And this is kind of what it's going to feel like when you do your hard stop to working. So if you think about it, do you like it? Do you ask yourself, what are your finances like? Now you've got the opportunity to budget and to consider how you want to have your retirement. How do you envision your life for the rest of your life, right?
So some good thoughts on what might happen for our future and some plans that we can look forward to. Well, this is a pretty interesting thing. Is there something short that you can tell us? Because we only have a little bit more time left.
I think the bull market is going to come again. And there's not very often times that you get it this close to another bull market that we just came off of. The next 3-4 months is definitely going to be in a defensive situation. And then the recovery probably going to be about 40-50%. That'll take us about 18 months to see that recovery. But then we anticipate that there will be another bull market from 3 to 5 months. So there are opportunities here for people to take advantage of.
We just heard from Christine Ibbotson. She is the certified financial planner. I am Dawn Sessler for Spotlight.
You've been listening to Spotlight, a public affairs program of the Mars Hill Network. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of the Mars Hill Network staff, management, or board of directors. Inquiries and suggestions are welcome. Email spotlight@marshillnetwork.org or mail to Spotlight in care of the Mars Hill Network, 4044 Mackays Road, that's M-A-K-Y-E-S Road, Syracuse, New York, 13215.